Your rescue mission isn't going as well, is it? You only rescued one scientist, me, and I use the word rescued lightly there, since we're still trapped in this complex with velociraptors roaming the hallways. I don't know, somehow they got out of their compound and made it into the part of the park. They weren't supposed to be able to do that. You'd think I'd stop trying to place limits on what they can do at this point. They've always surprised us in the past, and this time they really caught us by surprise. Our own soldiers were taken out first, as if they knew they were the bigger threat. Then they went after our scientists. They lowered your squad into an ambush. You seem to be the last two survivors, and I'm only alive because you shot that raptor before it could eat me. But I returned the favor by finding us this reinforced room to hide in. Yes, I heard you. There's helicopters outside, and you can fly it. It's only 500 meters away. Well, with all that velociraptors around, might as well be 500 kilometers. There's no way we'd make it that far. The way may look clear from here, but we wouldn't make it more than the hallway before they attack. The thing is, we can't stay here either. I don't doubt that they'd find a way in here at some point. I'm not trusting them to send another rescue team, at least not right away. By then, we'd be long dead. We're only alive until they pick up our scent, and then find our location and find a way in. Wait, our scent! That's the key. At least the possible key. I mean, if it works. Well, there was a project I heard about here. It's like a pheromone spray to make velociraptors think you're one of them. At the very least, it could allow a scientist, such as myself, to get closer to them safely. It would have been incredibly useful in situations like this. At least, if they got it to work properly. I guess the field test of the last batch didn't go so well. It was their fault for going with human subjects so early on, but I heard they had a new formula that was much more promising. So perhaps more human testing is in order. If it works, you can walk out to the helicopters untouched. If it doesn't, well, then we're just dead a little faster. The good news is the lab isn't too far away. The bad news is that we'll have to need to leave this place to get there. Okay, quietly now. Sound will bring them to us, and our smell will seal our fate. The hallway could be clear of them, or there could be one behind us and every single door, but we don't have a choice. It's going to be the second door down the right. Follow me. The door is broken, which is good because I don't know if my badge would let me in. Here we go. We're still alive, so already this plan is going way better than I expected. Now, let me try to find the spray. There are actually two sprays. One is based on the velociraptor's hormones themselves, while the second one, more artificially simulated human pheromones. That one caused the first set to trigger. If they kept them mixed together, it would degrade too fast. Okay, here's the first one. Now we just need the human ones, which should be right over there. Where that broken veil is. Fuck. No, it's okay. Scientists use that term all the time, and this is a time that calls for it. Well, the velociraptor pheromones are useless without human pheromone mixtures mixed into them. We have plenty of the first one, but we don't have time to synthesize more human pheromones. What? Yes, they are based on human pheromones. Hence the name, Einstein. But humans aren't evolved enough where they really only produce small quantities and only under certain conditions. Oh my god, you're a genius. I could kiss you right now. In fact, I might as well, considering what else is going to happen. Okay, sorry. Let me explain. In as detached and clinical manner as I can mutter at the moment. Pheromones in humans are something they weren't even sure we had anymore. Fear what caused some women to be attracted to sweaty men or men to find women who are fertile to be more attractive. But these pheromones usually only manifest themselves under the right conditions, which makes collecting them difficult. This is why we found it easier to just synthesize them. I'm losing you, aren't I? Okay, long story short, humans make pheromones best when they are sexually excited or exerting themselves. So, most efficient way to produce them is to have two or more people have sex. And have scientists stand around with sponges. Except, bear with me here. We could douse ourselves with the velociraptor pheromones, then have sex with each other, and hope that the human pheromones we produce are enough to activate the entire thing. No, I do not joke about science. Well, at least, not when my life is involved, or me having sex with some big sweaty marine type. No, I'm not criticizing. Sweaty is actually an asset for this to work properly. So, are you gonna have sex with me? It's for science, and possibly to save our lives. And if it doesn't work, well, at least we both got laid one more time before our horrible deaths. Good. We need to take off our clothes. There's much too much of our human scent on them at this point. Now, let me spray you with the velociraptor pheromones. Well, it's not the best of scents, but if this doesn't work, you will literally be smelling like a velociraptor shut in a few hours. Okay, now spray me. We need to do this quietly. Sound will attract them. Even having sexy sounds. I'll just bend over this table. I'm not laying down with the velociraptors around. I want to stay on my feet. We both should. And this way, we can both be looking out the window into the hall. Oh, come on. I can't wait forever. I think I've already started producing some pheromones, but we really need to make a lot more. Don't nerdy scientist girls do it for you? Or are you that interested in being eaten in a formerly extinct dinosaur? Okay, We don't have much time, but still, I want you to go slowly at first. We can't rush this, so just put it in gently. Very good. Now slowly start moving with a solid tempo. You need to stimulate my pussy to lubricate more. You need to make me sweat. You need to sweat. You both need to be into this as we can be. Our lives depend on it. That's it. Be careful. Not so many slapping sounds. Maybe not so deep. And less of those loud moans. No, those weren't me. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Good. Good, I'm getting gun sweaty. My pussy is dripping wet. We must have a good amount of pheromones going on right now. We may yet survive. Come here, come here. I need to kiss. Why? Kissing scientifically is proven to produce more pheromones while having sex. We need to produce as much as we can, at least. Women produce more pheromones when they're kissing than having sex. You need to keep a lookout. You just have to focus on kissing for now. Don't go too deep. Stop. Cause you might hit my cervix. And once you hit my cervix, I'm gonna scream and a velociraptor will come here. I told you, not too deep. Oh my god. Here's one now. What the fuck do you think of the Velociraptor? No, don't go for your gun. Trying to shoot it will bring out the rest of coming. Just keep fucking me, slowly and quietly. We got to count on the pheromones now. She's coming in. No, don't stop. Just keep the same tempo. She hasn't taken an aggressive posture yet. The pheromones may be working now. At least a little. And this bitch's decision. She may think we're just two velociraptors mating. Just keep it cool and keep fucking me. Please. Don't fire the gun. You'll kill both of us. Just let her come up and smell us and keep fucking me. For God's sake, we need every last pheromone we can get. Hotter than yours, but she's not attacking. It's working. It's working. Don't stop. It worked. She's going. She's. Oh God. I'm gonna come. No, it's okay. Let's finish the experiment and do this properly. You have to finish. Just pound me. Just give it everything. Every single drop of pheromone. I just kind of want to go back into that room with you and curl up with you on the floor and suck some more, but you need to take advantage of the pheromones. I don't know how long they will last, so leave everything behind, your gun, everything. You don't need any human smells coming from us. It's straight down this hallway to the exit. Yes, I know there are raptors standing there. Either this works now, or it doesn't. But you should go first. You're nice and hairy. The hair would have trapped more pheromones. Got almost outside. And they barely even sniffling in our direction. Okay, when we're outside, don't run. That'll override their senses of smell. Because we won't look like hunters, we will look like prey. We walk to the chopper. God, we made it. Close this thing up, then we're out of here. God, take us out. We're off the ground. Fuck. I never thought that I was gonna work. I was just gonna be happy having one last fuck before I die. Well, don't waste us any more time. Let's get out of here. Take us off this stupid island. I don't want to see it ever again. However, there is another little island not too far away. There's a cabin there that we use as a vacation spot when we just need a day or two off of work. There's no dinosaurs there, but there's food, hot water, clothing, books, and a very nice bed.